The following program is about rock and roll and the musicians who play it. It describes an idiosyncratic lifestyle in a language that you may find immature. If such sentiments or language upset you or the listeners around you, please be alert.
This week on The Great Eastern, the brash, innovative, young, regressive local band Love Blister invented the term slag rock. Their debut CD, Wad, has electrified the fad-driven scene that connects music to the music industry. They're hot today, but tomorrow? Buenos dias, Canada! Gothenburg in Iceland! Newfoundland! Get ready! On vocals, Marie Loader! On guitar, Pudge Rossiter! On bass, Leo Burry! And on drums, Hugo Barrett! It's Love Blister on their Sponsor This Tour of Newfoundland. All this for you with me on the Great Eastern, our cultural magazine. Love Blister rehearses for their tour in the ruins of a Newfoundland recording industry shrine, the Electric Abbey Muscle Factory. In the late 30s, the building was home to Newfoundland Victrolagraph. Successes were scored with local artists like the Walking Strings, Red Kelland and the Cowbay Cowboys, Jeff French, and Little Effie Mae Lewis. The 1950s reincarnation as Newfoundland School Studios avoided insolvency and ushered in the 60s. Folk bands and white boy quartets, the Daisies and the Four Tips come to mind, were what finally put a nail in the coffin. Renowned for their great acoustics, these studios were saved by Herb Peters. Herb used his legendary business acumen and his uncanny sound feel to create the Electric Abbey Muscle Factory. I remember coming up here a few times after gigs, being invited into this, the green room, or the Paisley room, as they called it back then, sipping Kool-Aid, smoking a bit of herb. I used to hide the bongs and chillums and stuff up here behind us. Well, enough about rock and roll of the past. Time to meet the practitioners of rock and roll of the present.
Around the seminary, but the truckers all call her Cherry. She's hotter than most. She's better than some. She's a truck stop nun. She got hot cross buns. She's a truck stop nun. She got hot cross buns. She's a truck stop nun. She got hot cross buns. All right. Okay, boys, I think we know that one. That's pretty good. That's good.
Oh, hey, hi. Come on in. Guys, this is Paul Moss.
It's Moss, actually.
He's going to do a documentary of us on the road.
Yeah, what's with the microphones?
Baby, I said he's going to be recording us for a radio documentary.
Yeah, well, I got to go get some fresh air. I'll be back in 5 or something, 10.
Hugo, come on, man.
I'll fight you, Leo.
You know, Marie, the thing with Hugo is he's an arsehole.
Yeah, well, he's in the band, Leo. Deal with it.
Guys, come on. I've seen this kind of acrimony destroy so many promising groups. Maybe I can just sit in here behind the drums while Hugo was off getting some fresh air, huh?
What's the point?
Oh, come on, Leo. Let's just jam a little. Why don't you loosen up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, come on. It'll be all right. I don't know any of your repertoire, but you guys must know Winnegata DeVita, hey? I haven't sat down behind the old tubs in a long time. Three balls. Up.
Ah, the Sisyphusian toil of humping gear, back and forth, to and fro, in and out of club after club.
You think you can get the door there, Paul?
Okay, sure, yeah. Ah, boys, you know, I'd love to give you a hand, but
the old back, eh?
Yeah, no problem.
Who's that guy over talking to Marie?
That's Barry. He's with Attitude Management.
Right. He must be the guy I talked to on the phone.
He booked the tour, and he's working on getting us a record deal.
It looks like he's working on a lot more than that, Leo.
Hey, Hugo, are you going to at least load your own drums?
Load this, Leo.
You boys ready? It's getting late. We should really hit the road.
All this physical exercise now. I'm gut-founders. Think we could stop for a bite on the way out of town or something?
Who's this guy? Reuben fucking Kincaid?
Listen, pal, I knew the real Reuben Kincaid, the guy the character was based on, and let me assure you, he was not a man to be trifled with.
You knew Joe Gardenia? Come on.
We organized a little rock thing in the sun down Altamont Speedway, where?
You're Paul Mott.
Yeah.
You're Paul Mott!
Yeah.
Guys, I got something in the car I gotta show you. You're not gonna believe this.
Nah.
What's that, Marie?
The schedule for the tour.
32 towns and 11 nights.
Which nights?
Okay, I got it. Look at this. Here in this window, on physical graffiti.
Wow.
Up there. And look at this. Cover of Sgt. Pepper's. Third row, second from the left. Who's that? Who's that, eh?
Jeez, Paul, it's you.
The walrus was Paul!
Yeah. Okay, I am the walrus.
That never made any sense to me. There was no way McCartney could have been the walrus.
What's the walrus?
I don't know. What's the walrus?
Hey, Paul, I'm Barry the Hitman Morton.
Pleased to meet you, Barry.
You want to know why they call me the Hitman?
Because that's what you call yourself?
Because I'm a one-man hitmaker. A band takes a crap with me, it's a hit. Tell him, baby.
He's a one-man hitmaker.
I turn the crap of bands into solid gold. King Midas. That's what Aaron used to call me, or Jermaine, or one of the Neville brothers anyway. King motherfucking Midas. By the way, Marie, whenever you're ready, that Midas touch has a few other uses you might be interested in, baby.
You, man.
Hey, you're pretty articulate for a drummer, you know?
Yeah?
You. I take it back. Hey, Paul, you know what? Love Booster?
Love
right.
Booster?
They are going all the way because the Hitman is going to show them the way.
I believe that.
The next album, kids, is not going to go platinum. It's going to go titanium, okay? Titanium.
Yeah, that's great, Barry, but can we just finish talking about the tour?
What about the tour?
Can't we cut some of these gigs?
Look, I am taking a bath on this tour as it is. I only organized it as a favor for you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is a favor for you, man.
You gotta get your stage thing happening. I'm grooming you, okay, for the Stinkhammer f***ing on the 13th. You think everybody knows who you f***ing are?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, nobody knows who you f***ing are. You are f***ing nobodies. Leo, Hugo, you f***ing hear that? You are f***ing nobody. Do I make myself clear?
Yeah, okay, the nobody thing. Great, Barry. Come on, guys, let's just get going.
All right.
Shotgun! All
right, dibs on that.
Make room for Poppy, young fella.
Remember, the 13th at the Stinkhammer. Radio f***ing head, Neil f***ing Young, York, whatever her f***ing name is, and you guys!
What's his job?
I need a Barry Flores! So get your f***ing act together!
See you, Barry!
Bye, B.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year.
Hmm? I was with Brain Heat for a while, and then when Brain Heat split up.
Yeah, there was Brain Heat 1 and Brain Heat 2.
Right. And that's when Leo came over on bass.
Yeah. I was playing with Hitler's Very Dentures at the time. Yeah. But I knew Hugo from Skrank the year before.
And what about Pudge?
Well, Pudge is a monster, man. He was with Buckfly.
Pudge is a man of few words.
Aren't you Pudge?
Hey. What are you doing, Pudge?
We all knew Marie from when she was in the Jumps.
Right.
Half the guys from Brain Heat 2, was it Hugo?
No. It was Brain Heat 1, I think.
It was
1.
Drew Walls was one of them anyway.
And you played with him in...
Who's that band?
The one with Buddy Hogan on the organ?
Right, yeah, that's the one.
Drew had that old Strat.
Oh, man, yeah.
Remember Spider? Spider Hogan.
Right.
Remember the night Spider showed up at the gig with the box of pills?
That was funny, man.
Whatever happened to Spider, anyway?
I don't know, man. He just disappeared. Man, if you think about it, you know, that's incredible.
I haven't seen her since then. She's like one of those disappeared people in South Africa, America.
Oh, yeah, this is freaking me out. I don't want to... Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Just like
flies.
Look out! There goes the Spider-Man.
Call it late, Sister Marie. But I was surprised to find that you handle all the driving.
Yeah, well, my dad drives the rig, so it's second nature. And none of the boys can drive.
Alas, neither can I. How did you get into the music scene, Marie?
Well, I've been in it forever. At least as long as I can remember. I was Sweet Marie Loader.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, look.
Yeah.
I never put it together, though. Look, Newfoundland sweetheart, Sweet Marie. I remember you played the comb and you wore that silly little Newfoundland tartan skirt.
You danced a little jig.
Yeah.
And then one year I showed up at the St. John's Folk Festival with a shaved head and a bone through my nose.
Ooh, the folk establishment didn't take kindly to that, I'll bet.
No.
So what are your expectations now?
I think we have a chance of taking this band somewhere. You know, the original material is good, and in the live show we do some really cool retro covers.
Right.
The boys are all decent players, well, with the possible exception of Hugo, who has a few problems, and well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, I was coming to that.
You know, he probably shouldn't be in the band at all, but he's my boyfriend. I love the guy. Anyway, what's your story? You know, with the drums and all.
Oh, that? That's nothing. I just dabbled for a bit.
Any bands?
Well, did you ever hear of the Rolling Stones?
The Rolling Stones?
No. Well, they're an old band, I guess, you know. I was in England in 68, and this band, the Stones, people called them then.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to go with this two-drummer thing. It was all the rage.
Uh-huh.
So Brian Jones, he was one of the guitar players in the group, he invites me to join the band. Uh-huh. So we're partying at his place, celebrating. And you got to understand, Marie, these guys were big stars back then, and Brian's got a pool at his own house. So I go for a swim, you know, and say, hey, Brian, I say, come on in, the water's great. And the next thing, hey, watch out for the moon! Well, the excitement and the anticipation of the first night of the tour are palpable now. We've crossed the entire island in a breakneck 8 hours, making it here to Cornerbrook in time for the gig at the less than savory nightclub, Chubby's Lounge. Although, luckily, the kitchen is still open. Can I get a side of onion rings with that? Thanks. Oh, here they go. All right.
I don't know why I bother.
What's the problem?
I have a soft spot for the young people, I suppose.
What is the problem?
Look, after I take off the accommodations, the tab at the Burr, your man Hugo there can put them back. What I'm out of pocket for the posters, you guys owe me $36.
But the hall was packed.
With beer drinkers. You're not going to make any money unless you get a liquor crowd. I had a cockfight once. That drew a real liquor crowd. Not to worry, my ducky. I'll straighten it out with Barry. Now, what say? You give your Uncle Lionel a kiss.
You're not my uncle.
Pretend.
Steepville Crossing, 925, above the corner. Tuesday morning, downtown Lewisport.
Check 1-2.
Badger's Key, 10:32 p.m. If anybody finds this tape...
Get the band!
Come on, hurry up, please! Get out of here!
Nippers Harbor. Dark Cove.
Bergio.
Alamore.
Port of Ask.
Product.
Balkans.
Balkans Junction.
Ten days on the road, and the strain is beginning to show. The band members are bickering. The band seems smaller and smaller with every mile logged. Marie and Hugo's relationship is getting pretty, shaky. She deserves better. Hugo has serious issues, and I have suspicions about his ongoing chemistry project. Tonight we're staying at the Blue Puffin Motel, and while these bed sheets are dubious, I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep. I wonder about Marie. If she splits up with Hugo, bah, no doubt these are the delusional musings of an old man. Note to myself to erase this tape.
Oh, hi.
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, what are those?
Oh, sorry, exit wounds. I'll just put a shirt on.
I was wondering.
Yeah?
Hugh and I just had a little fight.
Yeah, I could hear.
Do you think I could sleep here?
No problem at all.
Oh, that is so kind. Here's the key to our room. Hugh will understand.
You're... Right, right. I'll just get my hot water bottle and my tape machine.
Hey, Hugo.
Hey, Bobby.
Look, I'm going to be sleeping in here tonight. Marie's over in my room. It's not a hash pipe, is it?
No.
Look, and don't call me Poppy.
Yeah, well, don't call me Hugo.
What should I call you?
Call me the artist formerly known as Hugo.
How about I call you Hugo F*** yourself?
Yeah? How about I...
Oh, yeah, it took a while for you to catch on. Come on, get out of it. Hey, you got a mind of it.
What's taking them?
Oh, my.
What time is it? One of those... Where are those guys?
I don't know.
Jeez, Leo, what happened?
I got stabbed.
What's going on out there?
Barry booked us in here as a country and western act.
Come on, man, let's just leave.
It's not possible.
Why not?
They got Pudge. They're holding him.
Oh, all right, come on. We'll give them what they want.
You know stuff?
Yes, Dad's a huge fan, you know.
Oh. Look at that guy. Look at his face, Dad.
He said, I'll love you till I...
greatness. Always with a finger on the pulse of the crowd, they're able to flirt with them, to take them in hand, and after a cajoling and a scolding, to win them over with a gentle caress, a sliding of hands down the... And these young people really impress me, especially Marie. Oh, she's a strong woman. You can tell she's determined, self-assured in a Joplin-esque, Streisand kind of way. And so incredibly alluring in either a go-go boot or a simple Oxford.
note to myself. When I get back to St. John's, I'll pick her up a pair of Ferragamos or maybe those Puce Patrick Cox jobbies with the little,
Just who do I think I'm fooling, eh? Day 11, and there is no way this band will still be together by the time they hit St. John's tomorrow. Marie and Hugo are at it again. They've stopped. No doubt. Oh, hi.
Hi. Hugo and I had a bit of a racket.
Yeah, right. Marie, the thing is, last night, myself and Hugo got in a bit of a dust-up ourselves, and then later I woke up and his bed was on fire, so I don't think that tonight is good.
I'll just get in bed with you.
Huh?
Sleeping.
Of course. Yeah.
Great.
Of course.
Thanks.
Sleeping. I'll just turn off the microphone and the machine here now. Sleeps soundly, untroubled by her tumultuous relationship with the drug-addled baboon Hugo, or the fact that this band's career depends on tomorrow night's gig. Look at her. She's beautiful. I can't sleep. I'm troubled by a cramping and a knotting of my... If I could just turn my mind to hats or envelopes or tea or... Oh. I better go walk this baby off.
Here it is.
Look at that.
What is it? St. John's, Sin City.
And guys, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
If you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere.
You're gonna make it after all.
Backstage. Night of the big gig. The Stinkhammer. The club, the capo clubby of St. John's. Clubs or something. Big gig anyway. Jeez, I can't believe how nervous I am for these guys.
Hi, Bjork! No, down there to the left. Okay.
Oh, my God. Hi. I'm with the band. Excellent. Hey, team! All right. Good idea. Stay loose. Good. Shoot a few frames. Now, look, when you get out there tonight, sick list for... Okay. Start with working for the weekend. It's your best stuff. It'll throw them off. Hey, Hugo! Stop smoking that!
Calm down, Paul.
It's such a big night. I was out there, and it's like every heavy in the business. You and Quinlan and David Geffen. Never mind, it's just going to make you nervous.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Barry. Hey. How you doing?
Well. It's just as yours f***ing truly arranged, isn't it? There are people out there from every major label. MAI, CSIS, G7, Polygraph, everybody. Now, before the f***ing pep talk, there's a little matter of signing a contract.
Yeah, well, we've been thinking.
Well, that's a big mistake.
Listen, Barry, I've looked over this contract of yours.
Who the f*** are you, Ethley Bailey, man?
They can't sign it. It makes them indentured servants of the label.
What's new?
We can't sign it, Barry.
You can't sign it? You can't sign it? Then you can't go on. Do you comprende? Sign it or walk out that f***ing door marked obscurity.
What door?
Hand me the cue there with the punch.
Did you kill him?
Well, he seems alive.
Hugo?
Hugo.
Hugo?
Hugo? Hey, man, he's not dead.
He just looked right.
What's wrong, honey?
Hugo, no. Oh, I've seen Hugo, that look in my eyes. Hugo. Hugo. Now, here's an object lesson for you. Just say no to drugs, kids. Now, quick, give me a can of Florian's, a cup of salt, and a Zippo lighter.
I'll take the drugs.
Good thinking, Leo. Marie, I don't know. I can save his life. He may even be able to urinate without help, but I don't think Hugo is ever going to play the drums again.
This is easily the worst moment of my life.
Why?
All the work, all the crap gigs for this?
No, Marie. This is how the script always goes. And in every band I ever played in, I was that drummer on the floor in drug-induced cardiac arrest. Oh, and beginning to asphyxiate his own vomit. Just roll him over there, would you, Leo? And the show goes on, Marie. I'll play tonight.
Would you?
For you.
It's $50.
$50? Okay, yeah, sure. But in advance.
All right, Leo, tell the light guy to keep it dark back there, okay? Everybody, let's go!
Yeah, let's go! Come on, let's go!
All right. I'll be right there.
I think it went very well.
I was just talking to you and Quinlan. He wants to represent me.
Well, maybe it's going to happen.
MAI's already offered me a 5-record deal.
Oh, fantastic.
Solo.
Of course.
Thanks for everything, Paul.
It was my pleasure. And my duty, Marie.
Paul, this last while on the road, well, I've had certain feelings, and oh, I can see that you have them too.
Oh, that's a hidden microphone. Just let me get that.